Now, an update on yesterday's fatal accident at a Boy Scout event in Virginia. Four adult scout leaders were killed when a tent pole they were helping set up touched a power line. The Boy Scout Jamboree is being held at an Army base, so military investigators are looking into what happened. Eric Kneeler reports.
Boy Scout Jamborees are supposed to be something like the Olympics of scouting. Lots of archery contests, hikes, environmental projects, and trading patches with scouts from around the world. But yesterday's accident has shaken the 42,000 scouts and leaders. Even spokesman Greg Shields was overcome by emotion as he spoke to reporters this morning.
Our hearts go out to the families. Excuse me. Our hearts go out to the families of these dedicated scout leaders who gave so much to their sons, their troops, and their communities.
Shield said that two private contractors were in charge of putting up the white canvas tent, and the four men were helping out. Something happened when a main tent pole touched a power line overhead.
What we know is that it involved a big tent being put up that was to be used for a dining area. At 4:30, we were not experiencing any thunderstorms or lightning like we did later in the evening.
The four men were among 80 adults and youths who traveled from Anchorage, Alaska, to the Army's sprawling Fort A.P. Hill for the 10-day jamboree. Two victims, Michael Scheib and Mike Lacroix, were putting up the tent with their three sons standing nearby. Those boys have left camp, but the rest of the Anchorage scouts are remaining. The other victims, Ronald Bitzer and Scott Powell, were both longtime scout leaders in Alaska. Army spokesman Major Vincent Mitchell said authorities ordered a safety review because of the incident and today's 105-degree heat that withered most of the outdoor activities.
This safety review is the right thing to do and will allow us to step back, reemphasize, and reinforce our safety procedures.
The two contractors were injured. One remains in stable condition at a Richmond, Virginia hospital. A fifth scout leader is also hospitalized. On Wednesday, the Jamboree holds its opening ceremonies. It will likely be a bittersweet event with a memorial service and a visit from President Bush. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.